This is the old Tribblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here, Radio Missions, First Baptist Church of Algiers in New Orleans, Louisiana, where we used to be. And now we're at Walker, Louisiana because of Hurricane Katrina. And the Lord has been so gracious to us. Give us a new chapel, a new bookstore, and all of those things. The Lord supplied the money. And I appreciate it. I maybe forget to tell you how much I appreciate each one of you who have helped us over the years. But the Lord has been so gracious unto us here. And he gives us grace day by day. And we don't have no puppet shows here and clown ministries and car washes for the kids to get out there with no clothes on hardly and wash cars and to raise money. No. The Lord supplies the money here for the old Trailblazer broadcast and for First Baptist Church of Algiers. And I praise the Lord for that. You know, we don't have to compromise our souls, do we? No, sir. And I believe with all my heart, if your pastor is preaching the gospel, the Lord will supply the money. I just believe that. That's what I take it for granted here, the old Trailblazer. And we're on over 100 stations now with the Trailblazer broadcast and about 50 stations, 40-some stations with the Voice of Truth. And the bills are all paid. We don't owe anybody a nickel. And we're looking to expand the broadcast more. And I'm asking you, if you'd like to get the gospel out, put your money here. And then oftentimes, maybe I'm remiss, but oftentimes I forget to tell you, if you're coming down to the end of life, maybe, it's close, why don't you make out your will to Radio Missions? Just make your will out to Radio Mission and have your estate sent here to this ministry, and we'll put it to work. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Don't leave it to some ungodly family members to fight over and squawk over and fall out over. Did you know folks fall out over a few dollars where they won't fall out over a lot of dollars? That's right. I know. I've been there and done that. But listen, if you want more information on that, tell me, and I'll tell you how to do it. But anybody can do it. A lawyer can make it out, and where it'll be registered and all those things. But let's get back to our study. We were looking there about Isaac and Jacob and Esau and Rebekah, how that Jacob and his mother contrived to fool Isaac, who blessed Jacob. The Holy Spirit calls our attention here to the language of faith overcoming Isaac's love for Esau and overcoming his fleshly natural desire. But listen, when faith will triumph, and in that hour faith did triumph, and Isaac realized that God had turned him and had overruled every blessing, everything for his glory. And by faith, Isaac believed him, believed God, and stepped out and blessed Jacob and left him blessed. And this is a part I like. He did not get angry with Jacob. He never got angry with Jacob. He never attempted to take the blessing back. No, he didn't. Now, in that 27th chapter of Genesis, 28th and 29th verse, let's notice that prophecy concerning Jacob. Therefore, God give thee the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenteous corn and wine. Let people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's son bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee. Now that was a blessing he gave him as he laid his hands on his head. Oh, my friend. Now let's notice the blessing Isaac gave Esau in that 39th and 40th verses. And Isaac, his father, answered and said unto him, Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and the dew of heaven from above, and by thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve thy brother, and it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing where his father blessed him. Now, that's always been true. The Esaus always hate the Jacobs, just like Ishmael hated Isaac, just like Cain hated Abel. That's always been true, my friend. The worst enemies of the believers are those of his own household. Now, I know that's not easy to say. I know that. I know members of the family who sort of, they don't just come out and say they hate you, but they just despise you. They don't understand me. And I know I have folks that do hate me because they don't understand me. I have folks who have heard this ministry over the years, and Satan has warped and twisted their mind, and they believed a lie, and now they come to despise the old Trailblazer, and at the same way about you, if you know the Lord. I have folks write me I had a lady call me the other morning, way early in the morning. She said, "I've been listening to you up here in St. Louis, Missouri, and I didn't catch that mailing address. I want to send you an offering." But she said, "Trailblazer, go on preaching. You're not no old kook." She had heard me say someone had called me old kook. And she said, "You're not a kook, Trailblazer. Go on preach the gospel. Forget about those fellas. They don't know what they're talking about." Oh, my friend. That's like I said, people whom you love and whom you care for oftentimes will turn on you. They'll turn on you. They'll just turn on you. And I've seen it happen so many times. And Christ said, "If the world hated me, they'll also hate you." Isn't that a gracious verse to take heart in? It said, if you're persecuted for my sake, there's no fellowship between the unbeliever and the believer. And I mean spiritual fellowship. There can't be. So don't worry yourself. Don't follow if it don't fellowship with you. Like a lady I used to have that cleaned offices for me. She was a great woman, and she had a little spirituality about her. And some of the men would pick at her. She said, "Look, you don't worry my nerves. You're not worrying my nerves. These folks, they get on your nerves sometimes. It's hard for you to preach your heart out, give everything you got to get out the gospel, and then some individual email you and criticize you and write you and criticize you and tell you that you're spiritually ignorant. Well, they don't have to tell me that. I know that already. And they'll tell me to preach John 3:16. Well, I do. I preach John 3:16, 17, 18, and 19. But my friend, folks like that, listen, if they hate you, don't worry about it. It comes natural. The human heart will not yield to the Lord. He hates that. He hates the heart that does not yield to him. Always will. It's happened here. It'll continue to happen. The only thing we can do is pray for that group of folks. Maybe in God's providence, he'll break their heart and bring them to see there been error. And I've had folks come back to the ministry and say, "Pastor, you know, I made a stupid mistake back there when I believed something that wasn't true. I believed things that was told about you and maybe the late pastor." And listen, and they'll say, "I sure love you. I love you, Pastor." And they mean it. That's the love that's been there, that's there through Christ, because Christ has put it there. Then there's that fellowship, sweet fellowship. Oh, listen, my friend, listen. Now, the difference between the two blessings were that Jacob received the covenant blessing and Esau didn't. Now, it is said that we see faith looking beyond all fleshly desires when Isaac blessed Jacob. Then you turn to Hebrews 12:17, we'll see this truth. "For ye know how that afterward, when ye would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place for repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears." Now, let's look at that. Hebrews 12:17. I want you to notice that expression. "For he found no place of repentance." You know anything about repentance, my friend? Oh, I often quote that verse. It says, "Except ye repent, ye shall likewise perish." Now, I know that folks, the masses of folks, the basic majority of folks that I know won't have it, that you must repent. But you will. The Bible says you shall. You must. Except you repent. Have you ever repented, my friend? You say, "Well, Trailblazer, I don't know. I don't really know what you mean by that. Why should I repent?" Because you're a sinner. You've disobeyed God all your life. You've broken every law that there ever was. And you're a sinner, lost sinner. You must repent. Repent and be saved, my friend. Now, here he says he found no place. It's usually they refer to Esau. Esau found no place to repent. But that isn't what it means. It goes deeper. Now, I want to read it for you again. "For ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it with tears," or carefully with tears. It means he begged his father to change his mind, but Isaac would not. The repentance was on the side of Isaac. Isaac would not repent. Repentance there means a change of mind. Isaac would not change his mind. Now, let me tell you something else. Let me drop this thought. We've just got a minute or two left. I'm glad to see folks listening and writing in. And will you just let me know that you're listening? If God's dealing with your heart, my friend, my young person, my young daughter, young man, Don't trifle. Don't trifle with your soul. You're going to die after a while, and you come face eternity and go to begging the Lord for mercy, my friend. And God turns his ear away from you and will not hear you. Will not change his mind towards you. Because why? You crossed a line. Did you know there's a line you can cross? Isaac said to Esau, I won't change my mind. I will not repent. I'll not change my mind towards you. And the only thing that God can do is then to laugh. Proverbs 1:23. And let you go. Now that scared me to death when the Lord showed me that thing. I mean, it scared me. Listen, what if God had left me? I look back where I was. Oh, I could beg him till doomsday. He'd never change his mind. But listen. Some of you have been running for as long as I can remember. You would not come and sit on these front rows here in the chapel back there years ago. No, never take your place as a sinner. I've heard you cry out, I want to be saved. But now you're ashamed. You're ashamed. You're going to face that day when God will not repent. Now that's what that means. Oh, listen, my friend, we'll take it all up in our next study, and we'll look at old Jacob. Now, would you just stay with me? Day by day, we're here every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. I wish you'd write me, and I'll send you a list of all the stations. There's too many to give over the air. Maybe one right in your hometown. Yeah, right in your hometown. If you're in Georgia especially, we got a bunch of stations in Georgia and all over the country. But you write me, and I'll send you a printed copy of all the stations, the times, and the dates, and let you know, if you'd like, how much they cost. Some of our folks are supporting a station, one or two. And you do that, I appreciate it. But remember, the old Trailblazers here, going on day by day, preaching the gospel, giving out the gospel, not watering it down, not smoothing it over. You know, I have to give an account. Did you know every soul who stands behind this holy desk and preaches the gospel have to give an account? I'm going to be held responsible, my friend. Oh, listen. I don't want you to go out into eternity lost after having heard me. No, sir. Because the Lord's going to hold me responsible. Maybe I wasn't clear in my preaching. Maybe I didn't make it plain that every soul has to repent. Maybe I didn't make it plain that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Oh, Lord, give me grace to make the message plain to that group of folks out there across this nation, around the world, who know not the Lord. Pray for me. Will you do that, my friend? Will you pray for the old Trailblazer day by day? And remember my mailing address. It's the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. But go there and look on my website, radiomissions.org. And you can look up the Trailblazer there and click on it anytime, day or night. You got a bunch of messages already there, and you can hear them anytime you'd like to. The ones, the current ones, the one that you maybe missed, or the one that's coming up. Goodbye, and God bless you.